385, to the defense of Washington. The national capital was really a southern town, for most of the permanent residents were southerners, and the offices were filled with southern men. In the army, and navy too, were very many southerners. Most of them, as Robert E. Lee, felt that their duty to their state was greater than their duty to their flag. But many southern officers felt differently. Among these were two men whose names should be held in grateful remembrance, Captain David G. Farragut and Colonel George H. Thomas. The first soldiers to arrive in Washington were from Pennsylvania, but they came unarmed. Soon they were followed by the 6th Massachusetts. In passing through Baltimore, this regiment was attacked. Several men were killed, others were wounded. This was on April 19, 1861, the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord. It was the first bloodshed of the war.